It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials are urging people to use the Colorado Exposure Notifications smartphone app to limit spread of the coronavirus. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says the app is notifying between 10 and 20 people a day about possible COVID-19 exposures. Over the last week, more than 3,000 new cases of the virus have been reported each day. For the app to be more effective, more people need to download it, Herlihy says. If 15% of the population use the app, infections in the state could be reduced by 8% and fatalities by 6%. That's according to a study from the University of Oxford. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The state has awarded millions of dollars in grants to help some schools and districts address challenges prompted by the pandemic. The program focuses on improving learning and closing equity gaps, especially in rural areas. Recipients include Fort Lewis College in Durango, the Lake County School District in Leadville, and Metro State University of Denver. The money comes from the Federal CARES Act. The deadline for the second round of applications is December 19th. Colorado has joined a lawsuit to demand new federal energy standards for household appliances. CPR Sam Brash reports the lawsuit claims a lack of action has cost consumers and increased pollution.
11 states and D.C. joined the lawsuit. Six environmental and consumer groups filed a similar claim. The lawsuits make the same basic complaint. President Trump's Department of Energy has missed deadlines to review and update efficiency standards for appliances, like refrigerators, water heaters, and microwaves. The groups claim new standards could save consumers more than $500 billion by 2050. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to champion energy efficiency, but advocacy groups say new standards can't wait. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.